Under item 21, we're going to take public comment. So what we'd like you to do, there's a lot of people in attendance. You'll come up and to the podium, identify yourself for the record. We generally limit your comments to 3 minutes. The chair has, I have the ability to go ahead and continue that if we've got something good going on. If anybody else who would like to come up and speak, you're welcome as well. Please just do not come up to duplicate what the previous speakers may have had to say. And please, let's not filibuster up here, okay? So, sir?
Thank you. Good morning, commissioners, Madam District Attorney. My name is Charles Kozak. My law firm, Kozak & Associates, is located in Reno. I'm requesting that my comments today be placed in detail in the minutes to this meeting. I represent Drusilla Tyson, who has twice requested that she be placed on the Story County Commissioner's agenda so she can present the petition to support Virginia City's merchants for consideration by the commissioners. Both times, Story County Manager Pat Whitten has denied the request. I previously apprised the county that since the petition asks that the VCTC director be removed from office, it appears to me that a decision made by Mr. Whitten concerning this agenda item poses a significant conflict of interest, warranting an ethics complaint pursuant to NRS 281A, period 400, and NRS 281A.420. Because the county has failed to convince me otherwise, an ethics complaint will be forthcoming. I further apprise the county that the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees the right to petition the government to redress of grievances. Not only has the county denied Ms. Tyson this right, but it has denied the signers of the petition of this right as well. I might point out there are probably 1,800 signatures on this petition. According to the Story County Administrative Policies and Procedures, the county manager is responsible for the agenda of the board meetings and the approval of agenda items to be placed on the agenda. Matters raised during public comment that are not on the agenda may not be acted on by the board until the matter is placed on subsequent agenda as an action item. By denying placement of the petition as an agenda item, Mr. Whitten is intentionally precluding consideration of the petition by the county commissioners. Thus, the First Amendment right to protection to petition the government for redress is being denied. The U.S. Supreme Court has made explicit that the right to petition extends to all departments of the government. The rights to complain to public officials and to seek administrative and judicial relief are protected by the First Amendment. Circulating a petition, speaking before a commission, and urging county officials to take action falls within the First Amendment's protection of the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. Should the county feel that the right to petition has not been denied, then the federal court is a proper forum to adjudicate the issue. And I would like to have a copy of this letter that I've addressed to the district attorney attached to the record. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kozak. I'll give it to the clerk. Thank you.
Hello.
Morning.
Mr. Clerk, can I have the eyeglasses that are in your there?
My name is Joe Panicaro, and I work at the Kozak Law Firm. I'm requesting that my comments today be placed in detail in the minutes of today's meeting. The U.S. Supreme Court has declared the right to petition the government for redress as one of the most precious liberties safeguarded by the Bill of Rights. Various people have endeavored to suppress the petition to support Virginia City Merchants, and those people will be dealt with in a federal court of law. And in ending,
I have correspondence for Ms. Langer, Mr. McBride, Mr. McGuffey, and Mr. Gilman. Thank you.
Do you have one for the clerk?
She has it.
Okay, thank you.
You have your
what you said? Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. My name is Alexia Sober, and I'm here on behalf of the Story County Community Coalition. Thanks. I'll talk faster. Obviously, we as American citizens all support our right to petition our government. Absolutely. But I just wanted to say for the record that the Story County Community Coalition had a different approach, and that the coalition involves both merchants and residents. So I just wanted to say on behalf of the coalition that there are some merchants that don't support the petition, and that's all I have to say today.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Drusilla Tyson, and I would like my comments put in record in detail, please. We feel that the Tourist Commission is ineffective and would like to present our petition regarding the VCTC to our elected officials. We have 1,352 signatures, including those from VC residents, business owners, as well as members of the legal community, federal government, the Corvette Club, Rocky Mountain Oyster Cook-Off participants, and the Ferrari Club of America. We are also asking that the Ferrari Hill Climb be reinstated after being canceled without any problems for 47 years over one minor incident. I would like to leave a copy of the signature package with someone here, and that's all I have to say.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's next?
My name's Dennis Fiotto. I represent the Ferrari Club Hill Climb, which I've done it for 20 years as the chairman of the event, and I'm in support with them that something needs to be done. It was sort of blackballed. I don't know how you guys run this. I did try to get hold of Pat Whitten and Marshall with no response. I was told to give you guys a reason to reinstate the hill climb. I sent out a petition, got quite a few signatures on it that showed that the community is 100% behind it, and I still got no response. So I'd like you to reinstate the hill climb. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Randy Harris, another Virginia City Hill Climb participant, and I sat down with the Virginia City Tourism Director, Denny Dotson, in the second week of March. After introductions, I was shocked when Mr. Dotson's next words were, quote, "I do not make any money from your event, and therefore we will not have the hill climb anymore." I started to think back all the way to 1991, my first year to drive the hill. My dad would eventually come up from Florida and sit in the passenger seat. Then my children would come up to watch. They would leave after watching for a couple hours, go up to Virginia City, do the mine tours, go for the train rides, and then after the event was over, we would all hit the souvenir shops and the fudge shops. Then I started thinking about the hotels and the motels booked, the dinners, the breakfasts. I would have friends come up from Gardnerville, Minden, and Carson City. They would all head into Virginia City after watching the event for a couple hours and help support the town. Most of the hill climb participants book rooms in Virginia City. They would come from as far away as Texas, Colorado, Minnesota, and British Columbia, Canada. Some come up as early as Wednesday or Thursday. The rest would come up on Friday. Some will not leave till Monday. A few others stay until Tuesday. They all love to eat and drink in Virginia City. The hill climbers are not shy about spending money in Virginia City. They all respect the citizens of VC and always support the local economy. From the good food, the alcohol, and the souvenir shops, no one goes home empty when the event is over. Mr. Dotson changed his sentence a little later in our meeting and said, quote, "We do not make any money off of the hill climb, and that's the bottom line." I do not see how this is even remotely possible. The hill climb has been in national magazines and in many videos. From hill climb participants to viewers, it has become an iconic event. Please have us back, and we will continue to help you support your town and your economy. It is too much of an awesome event not to continue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
Of course. Once again, for the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill. The discussion of public comment is one that I make at the end of every meeting. I like to say that here in Story County, the constituents come last. And I've been asking the board since I moved back home, 2016, first meeting that I attended, to consider moving the meeting forward. You have in the crowd today people who operate shops on C Street. They're missing work today because they couldn't come at the beginning of the meeting and say what they just said. They have to wait until the end of the meeting. So once again, I respectfully ask that you move the public, that you open public comment to both the beginning and the end of the meeting. I'd like to also chime in with what the fellows from the Ferrari Club said. As you know, I submitted an application to revive the hill climb and waited for Mr. Witten to receive a response from a single email person who he wanted to get feedback from. For some strange reason, that email in this small little county didn't arrive for over 7 weeks, and we did not receive any inclination, approval, or declination of the event until it was too late to put on a successful event. So expect to see our reapplication in the coming weeks or days even, and we look forward to the 48th consecutive, almost, running of the hill climb in September of 2019. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
For the record, again, Gary Schmidt.
Hold on. I got you started before you actually finished the game.
For the record, again, Gary Schmidt. I've been a merchant for more years than most people in this room have been alive, some 65 years. Of course, that goes back to my paper route. And I'm not a signatory to that petition. I don't have a direct dog in that fight. I'm not a resident of Virginia City yet, but I'm an observer. Here as an observer. But I do support the comments of Councillor Chuck Kozak earlier on. And I do commend the commissioners for not redressing the applause. Because if you check the state attorney general's opinions, he does grant commissions and boards the authority to restrict or deny applause. However, it's a rule that has to be printed on the agenda so that people have notice of it in advance. And if you restrict the applause, which you didn't, I'm commending you, for an item such as that, you also cannot allow applause for a retirement or a birthday party or accommodation. And if you look that up, you'll see that has my name on that attorney general opinion. It's about 9 years ago from Washoe County. And you'll also probably find that I have, if not the most, among the most successful and unsuccessful complaints, open meeting law complaints in the Attorney General's office going back some 40 years. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jim Farley. I'd just like to add to the detailed minutes of the hearings here today is just the letters that were sent to the commissioners for the petitioning for the Virginia City Oak Line.
Thank you. So we have a rule.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
One shot. But okay. If you could make it quick.
Sure. I was just going to say on behalf of the coalition that we are also in complete support of bringing back the Ferrari Hill Climb, and that is what actually began both the coalition and the petition. That's all I have to say.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank you. All right. Any additional comments? Speak now or it's all over. Okay, we'll see you on November the 19th.